blessing, Father. Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was playing in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he said in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, knows how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
the
Lord.
Words of the Gospel.
I was 10 years old when my brother Michael was born, and I say of him, my relationship with him, that he was sort of half my brother and half my son, because I was 10 when he was born. So by the time I was 15, he was 5. And my mom would let me take him places with me. He was kind of like my little sidekick. But my mom would say to me, "Don't give him anything to eat." And of course, everywhere we went, my brother begged me for something to eat. And I would give him something to eat. Sometimes he would throw up, and I would be, you know, in trouble for that. Remember one time he had this beautiful new coat, and he asked for a pretzel, and of course the pretzel had mustard on it. And so we went home with the evidence of my disobedience all the way down the front of his new coat. I couldn't take his pleading. I gave in really easily. That's because I was half his brother and half his father. I didn't have the wisdom yet to go, "Oh, that's not good for him. That's not good. That's not good right now. You know, I was so charmed by the fact that he would be so happy when he first got whatever it was that I gave him to eat. And of course, he stopped working on me as soon as I gave in. Now, is that what's behind the readings today? You know, we had that one there in the Hebrew Bible about Abraham and God. And it starts out at 50, and it goes to 45, and then it goes to 40, and then it goes to 30, and then it goes to 20, and then one last time it goes to 10. Is it that Abraham is like my little brother, wearing God down? You think that's what's behind that today? Or is it possibly that Abraham is learning the depth of the relationship and what he can ask of God and how deeply he can come in there for himself and for others? Maybe really what's being described there in the shorthand of the scriptures is actually like what happens for us, that we gradually learn a depth of relationship with God. Who God is, how God is. That's it. That is a process. It's a process, learning the depth of a relationship, because if you're going to learn the depth of a relationship, you have to learn the depth of yourself, like how deep it goes, how deep the need goes. I remember when I first got ordained, I was at St. Vincent de Paul Parish, and there was this really wonderful lady. Her name was Margaret McCourt. She was from Ireland. And she was one of those ladies, you know, she always had her rosary beads right in front of her, and her lips were always silently moving. She was like always like sort of absorbed in her Hail Marys. And we had this beautiful shrine over on the one side of the church, and there were, you know, candles there. And my dad used to come every Sunday, and his dad, my grandfather, had been baptized in that church. So we always felt really connected to his dad. And afterwards, you know, he'd get one of those $2 candles and light it. And one day when he was lighting the candle, Mary says to him, "Sure, and what need do you have lighting a candle with a son, a priest?" She thought, "Look, you got somebody praying for you. You don't need to be lighting candles." That was how she understood it. But really, my dad's little devotional gesture was about something between him and his dad, like a place of remembering, a place of connecting, a place of love. And he needed to express that. He needed to express it. He needed to express it. In the gospel verse today, we have received a spirit of adoption through which we call out, "Abba, Abba, Father." We got this spirit that makes us call out. Call out. Call what? Call out. Abba. You know, when we were little kids, my dad worked a lot. And my mom had the 5 kids. And we would go, "Mom!" And to get an answer, you know, like we could make that sound until it worked my mom's last nerve. We'd say, "Mom!" And she would, after a while, when she was really fed up, she'd go, "Don't call Mom, call Dad." She was tired of it. We were wearing her down. And somehow that sound, you know, the little kid's voice, like knows something that's like needling in there. We've been given a spirit that makes us call out, "Abba, Abba, Abba, Abba," to call out. So how is it going for you in the calling out? You think about the time when you need it the most, you do call out. But to allow the relationship to deepen, need to be doing it maybe all the time.
Yes.
Finding a way that's right for your spirit the Spirit that you've been given to call on the one who created you. Sometimes we're, you know, who are we talking to? What are we talking about? There's a great Sufi mystic. So the Sufis, that's like the mystical tradition of Islam. And in the 13th century, one of the Sufi mystics, his name was Rumi. And Rumi gave this wonderful little poem about calling out. He said, you know, that there was a little disciple who day and night he would call out, lift his arms in prayer, and he would go, Allah. You hear how close that is to Abba? Allah, Allah. And finally, one of his neighbors said, did Allah ever answer? And the disciple thought about that. And he stopped calling out. So then the angel came. And the angel said, you stopped calling. And he goes, yeah, my neighbor asked if Allah ever answered. And I felt discouraged. He said, the angel said, there are dogs who, when the master is gone, they howl. They howl. When the master is gone, they howl. And the howl itself is the expression of their longing. And then the angel said to him, give your life to be one of those dogs. Meaning that there's something like really built deep inside of us. It's down, you know, in our belly. It's down really low in our body that wants to call out in the great desire for the one who made us. And the one who made us meets us in the Lord Jesus. You could see, you know, in that passage today in the gospel, Jesus was praying at a certain place. And when he had finished, the disciples witnessed his prayer and they said, oh, teach us to do that. And then he gives them the same relationship. He gives them the relationship to his Father. He says, when you pray, our Father, our Father, our Father. And how we do that as Christians from early on, we do it all our life. We do it when we come together. We do it at the beginning of the day. We do it at the end of the day. Our Father, our Father.
Yes, yes.
And God's right in the calling out, right in the desire itself, longing to meet us. So part of it is, you know, finding the depth of our own longing. Don't cover it over. Don't turn the TV on. Don't go shopping. Don't go in the refrigerator yet. Just get in touch with the really deep longing. It's been there your whole life. It's what draws us together on Sunday morning. It's what makes us a people. It's what draws us deeply into relationships with people that we love. There's something in us calling, calling.
Yes.
Calling.
Yes.
The scriptures say it's that spirit of adoption that we're given. Abba, Abba.
Abba, Father. Yes.
Abba. That's in us. Little children know how to ask for everything. Adults with some wisdom have to know how to say yes to this and no to that and maybe a little later on that. Our Heavenly Father treats us in the most loving and compassionate way, knows what we need before we ask for it.
Yes, yes.
And one of those things that we need that gets expressed so beautifully in that prayer is the forgiveness. And that just means that what forgiveness means is that there's some gift that comes from God, some energy that comes from God that enables us to let go in exactly the place we were holding on. Exactly the place. You know, when the children are really little, they don't hold on. They're just that openness. They're just that love. But we get banged around in life and we start going, ooh. And we start shrinking away from ourselves even, let alone one another. But God's healing, God's mercy, God's forgiveness comes to us to open us up and enables us. That's why that thing in the Our Father goes back and forth. It goes that forgive us as we forgive. Forgive us as we forgive. Because as soon as we open up the forgiveness, we want to give it away. It just gives us more room. That place, you know, if you could picture that, really your insides could be just this great, hollow, empty, open spaciousness that could go, Abba, Abba. And you would know that spaciousness was yourself. And it's filled with light and love. And there's plenty good room in there for all kind of people. There's plenty good room. That's what the world needs from us. One is to let go of what we don't need anymore, and the places where we were afraid or the places where we were hurt, to open to that.
Yes.
And to find our way into a freedom with one another that's called the freedom of the children of God. I'm free. I'm free to love you. I'm free because God has given us a spirit of adoption. Makes us call out.
Yes.
So, you know, when we get to that part in the Mass, you know, we tell all that stuff about Jesus and everything that Jesus did. We lift up our hearts and we say amen. And then we go back to the beginning and we say, Our Father,
yes,
Our
yes.
Father, Our Father. That we could, our whole being could be nourished again by the one who made us and the one who sustains us and the one who will see us all the way home.
Amen. Amen.
Meanwhile, we're here and we're meant to be a channel of that love and life and grace.
Amen.
Not just to other human beings, but to the whole earth. Remember how we used to pray in the Come Holy Spirit prayer, just, you know, by the fire of your love, renew our hearts and make new the whole face of the earth. We know a lot of things today about climate change. We know a lot of things about, you know, immigrants and children being separated from their parents. All that stuff needs to get healed. And it gets healed when each one of us gradually learns to let go of what we don't need and open widely to that spirit of adoption, that lavish, wild spirit that comes from God that makes us call out, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Amen.